Star 88.3, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. February is a special month. We think of it as Valentine's month, but it's also another special month as we recognize a culture and understand it, be more understanding about things we don't know, things we don't understand if we're not of that culture. It's Black History Month, and there's a lot of great community happenings going on also. And I have a lot of dear friends that can give me their wisdom and insight. Jeff King is the CEO at Love Fort Wayne, and what a great godly move that was to bring him on board. Love that he's a part of that, and I get to participate in that also. Jeff, thank you, my friend. Brother, how are things with you in Love Fort Wayne?
Well, thank you, Melissa, for always having me on. I always enjoy our conversations, and I'm just honored to be a part of this conversation. And things are good at Love Fort Wayne, still trying to lift up God's heart for the great command, the great compassion, the great commission, surrounded by the great together, you know, the church becoming the church that she has been called to be, standing united to see transformation happen in our city in our day, because we believe we can get a glimpse of that kingdom come here on earth in our day. So just excited to be a part of that, because there's so many cool things that God is doing in our community.
So look out for Love Fort Wayne. Anytime you see it pop up on social media, you'll want to check it out and be a part of that. And real quick, Jeff, let's talk about the first Wednesday of every month. That's prayer time. How important that is. And everyone's invited.
Yeah. First Wednesday every month, 7 a.m. up at the Parkview Miro Center. Melissa, you know, we pack the house with God's people. The church is there. Just to pray for the peace and the prosperity of our community, to see kingdom come again on earth as it is in heaven. And so just a special time over that hour to worship, to pray, to be in community after the prayer and worship time for the specific things that are going on in our community. God knows the needs. He lays those on our hearts. And it's just super cool for us to be able to join together as one, since we are one, to pray together in one accord about those needs of our city.
And they also offer a little free breakfast on the way out. So
that's
just throwing that in. Thank you, Parkview, for that. So Jeff, talking about Black History Month, now that we're into February, tell me what that means to you and what you want someone to know that doesn't understand what it's all about.
You know, it means a lot. It means a lot to me, you know, as a, as a younger Black man, you know, raised in this community, born here in Fort Wayne. I've been able to see, just even in my own lineage, you know, my grandmother come from the South and start a life for our family here, and my dad and him starting a life for our family here, and just seeing him kind of change the perspective of what it meant to be a young Black leader in our community. I think that sets a precedent for how I saw myself in this community. And, you know, I think it's important for us to recognize that this month is a beautiful month, because it allows for us all to pause and see that Blacks are a part of this community. The African-American community is making impact in this community. But I think that it's always a foundation for us towards the start of the year to remember that every month can be a month where we recognize the beauty of not only our culture as Black people, but just God's heart for ethne. We're part of this community together. And so I think that it's a great month for us to, again, just reorient our minds to say, all over this city, we have leaders of different cultures and ethnicities that are making an impact here. And it allows for us to pause and say, again, maybe where am I blind to those impacts, and where people have laid seed to what all of us get to experience here as a city.
Wow, that was gold right there. That was so great. Jeff, thank you so much. Jeff King, CEO at Love Fort Wayne, as we talk about Black History Month. And I'm so proud of our community and people like Jeff that represent so well. And of course, godliness. We have a lot of representation in the Black community that is saying, I want to be like Jesus, and we would be about kingdom work together. And so we all want to do this together. So thank you, Jeff. God's blessings to you. I'm also going to put the Love Fort Wayne connection on my conversations link that's there right now. You can also share this interview. It's at star883.com. Click on Conversations.